Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Pearls Podcast. I am your host, Joe. This episode is sponsored by Brady Life and Pearls of Living. We are better together. Once again, we're with an extraordinary guest today. But first, we're going to get into some of the details of what's going on here for the near future. Well, for right now, go to the website and purchase yourself gear, merchandise from the Pearls of Living store. That's at pearlsofliving.org/shop. Make sure you do that. And this Friday, we got a Fit Flex Friday. Getting everybody out to get fit and get healthy. It's a great time. The weather so far is looking like it's going to cooperate. So make sure you register and get signed up. It's a free event, and we might have a giveaway. That's a secret for now. But let's get right into it. Episode 7, we are here with an awesome guest, former classmate from UMD. We're going to keep this theme of UMD Bulldogs going. We got Mr. Marcus Watson from 57 Fit. Let's give him a hand, give him a hand, give him a hand. Enough of that. All right, so hey, thank you for joining us today, Marcus.
My pleasure.
Why don't you tell us about yourself and just a few things about what you got going on.
Cool. So my name is Marcus Watson. Like I said, I graduated from UMD Bulldogs. Been out of college for a while now. We won't go into the age or anything. So a little bit about my background. I have a degree in physical education from UMD, graduated, and then started doing personal training right after, and I've been doing it ever since. I started out doing mobile training where I would travel to train clients, but I had a small schedule. So I was working in education, and years down the road, people were reaching out, and I was getting inquiries, and they were like, hey, we want to train. And so I started going full-blown, and then I started my business, 57 Fit. 57 stands for the year that my mother was born in. And so that's why I do this business. So 57 Fit is a year of the business, and I've been going strong ever since then.
Awesome, awesome. Where are you located?
Uptown Minneapolis.
All right. So health and fitness, health and wellness is a thing that we should definitely make a priority. I mean, we only get one body. You know, we only get one. We can't be like, oh, come on, let me start over.
Right.
You know, we gotta keep going with our health and another thing that I feel accomplished with is like how many steps, like the steps I get per day. Mm-hmm. When I get over 10,000, I'm just like, yes, you know, celebrate.
Right.
Not really, but I feel accomplished when I get my steps in. But can you tell us why, you know, we need to include other aspects in our workout and our daily living, you know, including like just taking 10,000 steps? What kind of goals can we set for ourselves?
Well, I think the big thing is like sustainability and adherence. So be able to do things. But I tell people it's not always about lifting the heaviest weight or doing a specific type of workout. Sometimes it's as simple as just walking. And so I tell people it starts with starting. So what happens is a typical walk, for instance, setting a routine and starting every day, saying I'll get up in the morning and setting a routine and going on a walk for about 20 minutes or so, helps to clear the mind, helps with clarity. You'll burn some extra calories. It's nothing that's labor intensive or a super workout, and it's something that we consider NEAT, which is non-exercise activity thermogenesis. And what that means is this is a way to exercise or burn extra calories without even thinking about it, because we're all walking somewhere, to the car, to the store, to grab food, and it's important and it's vital. So if you are a person who's looking to start the fitness journey, I mean, walking is huge. You can do that every day, and it's not taxing on the joints. And then from there, you can start to speed up your pace. You can start going on a jog, but it all starts with starting, and it's important just to get those little pieces out of the way, and then you can sustain it. I'm huge on sustainability and letting people know that you want to be able to do something that you can do for the long run. And so walking is something that we can always do. Even if you're sore, if you're tired, you can always go for a 5 or 10 minute walk. It's better than not doing anything.
Yes, yes. And speaking of walking, Fit Flex Friday, June 14th, 6 to 7-ish, maybe 8. Mm-hmm. 8 the latest. Please join us. And we may have a prize giveaway. Just mentioning that again. Yeah, so what inspires you to continue on your journey of keeping yourself fit, for one, and helping others to become healthier?
Mm. Well, I've had some health history in my family. So from my mother to my uncles, it's important because I see my family as well, and I look at them, and there's people who I want to help out there. And so myself, I have a daughter, and she's 6 years old now, and it's huge that I can run around, I can play with her, I can do the things that she wants to do. But if I am out of shape or being unhealthy or have unhealthy habits, it's going to be hard to do. And so I'm motivated every day to get up, work out, take care of myself. And also I have this theme of generational health, where I want to take care of myself so she can take care of herself, so she can pass that down as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I try to instill in my clients as well, just motivating them to motivate others. Because honestly, like, our health, we only have one body, mm-hmm. one vehicle. The same way you take care of your vehicles that you wash and you clean is the same way we should take care of our bodies.
Right.
And you only get one chance. So it's all about sustainability and being able to do that for the long run.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Man, the thing you point on, the generational mm-hmm. passing of it is huge. You know, we want to encourage our not just our older generation to get more involved and keep your body moving, but
yeah.
our youth is a vital part of continuing on with a healthy generation of people coming up.
Correct. Because what's happening is, if you look at statistics or anything like that, it's showing that the rates are rising. Obesity, mm-hmm. diabetes, heart diseases. Because one of the things is, number one, it's not being passed down like it should be. But number two, you have higher rates of inactivity. So mm-hmm. kids are sitting, playing games. So they're gaining more weight. Posture is bad.
Mm-hmm.
They're being more sedentary at a young age. So they're carrying that weight into adulthood. And what that usually leads to is some kind of sickness or ailment. So, like, at a young age, youth, get them outside, man. Let them play. I mean, the sun's out, same way we used to do growing up when mm-hmm. we were out till the streetlights came on.
Mm-hmm.
Playing sports and stuff. It's just that important to have these youth moving.
Yes, yes. Vital. So how can I'm not gonna hold you too much longer. How can people get a hold of you, and where can we reach you if we want to know more, or if we want to get on a workout plan? How mm-hmm. can we get a hold of you?
So, you know, everybody's on social media, so I'm on social media. So I'm on Instagram as 57Fit. I keep everything pretty consistent. Facebook also as 57Fit. You can send me an email at marcus@57fit.com. You can reach me there. We can set up a consultation. One of the big things that I always say about personal trainers, or if you are going to invest in a coach, you want to take the time to get to know who that person is, because you are building a relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
So check their credentials, look at the reviews, look at the testimonials, and then reach out. I'm available, and then we can go from there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's give them a hand. Y'all give them a hand. Give them a hand. Oh. All right. Till next time, this your boy Joe with Pearls of Living, Ready Life. Get ready, be ready. We'll see you next time. Hope to see you Friday, this Friday, for the Fit Flex Friday. Get your fit and your flex on. Till then, be blessed.